A new tool designed to flush out modern slavery has just been launched here in Aotearoa. Yesterday was the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. And Chris O'Reilly has a company called Ask Your Team. And they've developed a tool known as Ethical Voice. Chris joins me on the line now. Hi there, Chris.
Good afternoon, Jesse.
I said this earlier, people will be shocked to hear this phrase, modern slavery, associated with New Zealand. Can you share what your definition of modern slavery is?
Yes, there's a wide range of basically worker exploitation, human rights issues, aspects around pay, being paid below the minimum wage, right down to, you know, in essence, servitude and entrapment in particular jobs or roles or attached to visas. So a number of expert organisations indicate there's probably 3,000 to 5,000 people in Aotearoa that fit into the extreme end of that category, and up to tens of thousands and lesser versions of that worker exploitation continuum.
What would be a typical story?
Oh, often it's to do with our most at-risk workers. So the migrant workers coming over from the Pacific Islands or coming over on education visas, looking for residency, that they've been tied to a particular employer. So the terms and conditions and pay rates, access to sick days, ability to be able to have unfettered use of access to passport and things like that are all restricted to varying degrees. But the most common one is just extreme hours under poor conditions at absolutely minimal wage rates, well below the minimum wage.
How is your new tool designed to have an impact on that?
It starts really fundamentally with identifying where these instances occur. So in essence, what it does is it's an online based system where every worker gets a safe, anonymous way of telling the truth about what's going on in their organisation. So that allows the organisation to see what's going on and make changes and improvements. I mean, the majority of employers are wanting to do the right thing, but they may not have a handle on what's happening in every part of their organisation. So in essence, every worker gets a voice. It's safe, it's anonymous, it's private, and that voice can be sought or given at any time. And so it puts the organisation on notice that they have to identify and remedy and make things better about worker well-being. And the big upside then is that if people organisations take this up, they will be providing better worker well-being, and then other organisations, purchasers, retailers, consumers, can demand that these organisations are using something like Ethical Voice, and they can make purchasing decisions for those organisations that are system. And conversely, excluding or avoiding organisations, the unscrupulous ones who obviously won't want to run the system. But at its heart, every worker gets a voice at any time, anywhere, and that's a total disruption to the only previous way that accreditation occurred, where you found out, would be you might get four, let's say you've got an orchard with 500 workers, once every 2 years, an auditor comes up the driveway, the manager picks four or five people to have an interview with. They know, you know, they are under pressure, and then they get an accreditation for, say, the next 2 to 3 years. So totally inefficient and no integrity or robustness in worker well-being for the company or their supply chains.
I have to say, it seems like a bit of a design flaw that it relies on the employer adopting this system, given that it's probably the employer who's creating most of the misery for the person concerned.
Yes, on one level, but what we're seeing already with the launch of this and from the pilots, the good employers want to pick it up. And so very, very quickly, we believe with some momentum, it'll be absolutely obvious which employers won't want to pick this up. And so purchasers, consumers, retailers might say, hey, well, you have to be running such a system. So it can reward and recognise those employers that are running such a system. Consumers will be able to get online and have a look at their favourite fashion label, who's producing which of the fruit or produce, and reward and give preference to those organisations that are running such a system. Obviously, the bad operators won't want to run it, and that starts to create a choice, and economic power will flow and reward those key operators. And most of our employers are fantastic, and that's what we found in the pilot. Yeah, but even the top employers, when they've run the ethical voice, they've found multiple situations or occasions where they could make improvements, and that's helped with staff retention and productivity and commitment. So we'd see it as a win-win-win situation.
I guess an ideal situation might be, I'm thinking of a story I saw relatively recently about some abusive employees in a liquor store. So
yes, yep.
Would it be possible that a big brand, I won't name any brands because I'm not sure who this was and how culpable the brand was, but that a big brand that maybe had a few different liquor stores nationwide and wanted to lift the performance of its franchise holders might institute this as a way of genuinely trying to find out if any of their franchise holders were up to no good?
That's a perfect example. And around the world, franchises and different licensing models that are similar to that are one of the biggest areas where the exploitation occurs. So the overall brand, doesn't at the moment understand or be able to say what's actually going on with their branches or their franchisees. You put the ethical voice system through, and it's like an MRI. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. The truth comes out. So that it gives those organisations the ability to take action and enforce change if it's not coming naturally. So, look, Jesse, that's a perfect example of how it will drive change.
What's the next step for an organisation that wants to adopt this?
We've got a number of Kiwi corporates that have recently come on board in terms of some of the couple of iconic Kiwi companies that are looking to use it not only in their employment workforce here in NZ and supply chain, but in factories in Vietnam and China. So we're just looking for more Kiwi companies to join the movement, get on the team of the good guys that provide this visibility and resilience. And we're also looking to expand the pilot that we've done in the hort sector to try and include the whole of the horticulture sector in New Zealand, because we believe that there's a chance that we can go to market globally and saying that New Zealand provides the most ethical produce in the world. And that's also a great premium, a great pathway to premium for our producers. So we just want as many people as possible to join the revolution, join the new way of doing things. And obviously with Ask Your Team and the Ethical Voice, just contact us and we can start discussions. But we're hugely excited and we've got global interest in this. We've got the chance to lead the way in the world on something that really fits well with the Kiwi psyche of fairness and value and respect for our workers and well-being.
Thanks, Chris. Nice to talk to you today. Well done.
Thanks, Jesse. Cheers. Thank you.
Chris O'Reilly, his organisation is Ask Your Team. That's what the company is called, and the new tool is called Ethical Voice.